fight against. That means to confute or admonish. You know, we are actually coming up against those things. That's the thing, is like, I don't want to have fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. I want to speak against them. And ultimately, God has to write it in me so that I can be completely separate from those things. Otherwise, my speech becomes of no effect. Because he says, you who say a man ought not to do this, do you do it? And then I think, well, do we have any right to teach if we are not perfect? Maybe there isn't any, maybe it's wrong. But God put it in my heart to go ahead. Because, you know what? There's precious little instruction in the Word of God out there. And it needs to be available. So I'll preach it in the weakness of my flesh. But this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for these things that are written of to be fulfilled in me. This is what all this stuff that he's saying is like, this is what, you know, fornication, all this stuff's put away. It's not named among us. No unclean, you know, we gotta understand that if we're unclean and all these things, we don't have any inheritance in the kingdom of God. And people say, well, Paul, what are you preaching? Works? Salvation? Well, I'll tell you this. Jesus said, and I do use this a lot, but it's very simple to use because it's a very direct statement. He says, if you believe not that I am he, then you will die in your sins. If I die in my sins, that means I do not believe in Jesus Christ. I have not placed my faith in him. Because if I had placed my faith in him, I would not have died in my sins. It's a manifest token of the perdition of man when he dies in his sins. I want to die the death of the righteous. I want to die in the fullness of the stature of Christ. I want to die in righteousness, goodness, and truth, having proved what is acceptable to God, having no fellowship, etc., etc., etc. Because why? It is a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. I mean, you know, I mean, because if I could talk to you about the vile things I've participated in over the time, of the things that might have gone on in my mind when I walked in darkness, when I was under the death shade, if I could even speak, you would be, I mean, some people would be like, yeah, Paul, come on, tell me about it. It's exciting. But it is shameful to speak of those things. And polite people don't, you know. Start not in church, at least, you know. When they go home and get on the computers, then they talk about it all the livelong day. In their chat rooms and in their this and that. Thank God I never got involved with that. You know, thank God. But still, you know, those things they're doing in secret, behind closed doors. I know what's out there. And they do, to talk about what's out there and what's being done. Oh, shouldn't even speak of it. Do you know what they do? You know, and honestly, though we have things. I mean, I don't watch it. I don't talk about it. But I remember 10 years ago, you know, even longer than that. About like 15 years ago, turning on, you know, afternoon television. Oh, you know, he slept with my mother, and then, you know, my sister, and now we find out he's not really a man. You know, or like, or you know, just these absolutely deplorable situations, shameful to speak of, right? But aired publicly on television. You know, and they go out over the internet and the waves and all that. And it's more prevalent probably than it's been in a long time. But believe me, it's not new. This is like you said, Paul, even back then. And you know what? And all those men have gotten away with a lot of, quote unquote, gotten away with a lot of wicked deeds over the centuries. I tell you. But all things that are reproved, verse 13, are made manifest by the light. See, light comes. Jesus said, there's nothing hid which shall not be revealed. Whatsoever they do in secret is going to be shouted on the housetops. Whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Light is defined as that which makes manifest here. You know, it shines rays. It makes things visible. Verse 14. I'm going to read some from here. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walked circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands. Oh, hold on. We'll slow there for a second, because it's going to go into a lot of relationship stuff there. See, I almost thought about, you know, when we were doing the last chapter and this chapter, I remember a thought had come to me, the way that so much of the ministering that goes on these days all is focused on our relationships with each other. You know, oh, you know, he thinks he's always right. You know, it takes two and blah, blah. They have so much marital advice. And I say to them, if your people have the Spirit of God and you were raising them up in the truth the way you ought to be, they wouldn't need all these stupid seminars. They wouldn't need all that crap. They'd have something better. They would need to be trying to love each other by works and by the law. They would have a love that came out of the Spirit of God and it springs forth. But because they are not following after Christ, they're not getting those things. You're robbing them. And you're providing them with some substitute that is not worthy to be named with Christ. But it's done in church. Oh, in church. Well, this month we're going to talk about how to improve your marriage. And next month we're going to talk about how to improve your finances and what kind of investments you should make. And next we're going to talk about, ooh, unlocking sex, God's gift to the married couple. Blah, 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 blah. I actually went to a place once. First time I walked in the door, they're like, unwrapping sex. What a sexy topic. I mean, as if we need to be told, hey, you know what? Sex is good. Yeah. God is ordained. Oh, it has its place, you know. And it's like, oh my goodness. Can't these things be kept where they belong?